Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Explain, Jen Hobby, what Love Lost and Found is.
Normally, it's two people who are out and about around town. They meet each other by some destiny circumstance. They have a great connection, but for some sort of failed destiny connection, they don't get the number. So they go on their separate ways for some reason or another, don't get the contact information, and then the next day they're kicking themselves going, God, that could have been the one. That was the one. I knew it. I met her. She was the one. We had such great chemistry, but I didn't get the number.
She's my dream girl.
She's dream girl, but I didn't get the number. What am I going to do? So instead of fretting about it, you call us at the Bert Show. So we put out the APB, like everything that this person looks like, all the information that you've ever had on the person from that amazing destiny conversation, and then we put it out there and try to get the Bert Show community to help us.
So just to get you caught up, Darren calls us yesterday. He had two different chances to get Miranda's phone number and doesn't do it. But he comes on and gives us a general description of who he's looking for, and we start the search.
It was actually about a month and a half ago. It was during like Easter weekend, and we were hanging out with a group of friends, went up to East Andrews, and saw her like from, you know, the other side of the bar, and was like, you know, that's one of those girls I got to go talk to. So I went up to talk to her, had a good conversation, and then we got more in depth and found out she had a boyfriend. So, you know, right there, threw up a flag. So I'm not going to try to, you know, ask for a number or hit on her anymore after that. We just kept talking and things like that. And then,
What did you learn with her in that first conversation that we might be able to use as clues?
She had a boyfriend, but he was from a different state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Miranda. I remembered her name. Okay. This is all from the first time I met her, though, still.
Okay. What does she look like?
She had blonde hair, kind of short, athletic, which was, you know, something I was into, too, so that was great.
All right, I'm writing
these
down.
She was short and athletic, or her haircut looked short and athletic?
She had longer hair, like maybe past her shoulders, blonde, and she was, like, shorter and athletic, not really tall.
Okay, so she's athletic and kind of like 5'5", 5'6"?
Yeah, probably around there, 5'5", I would say.
All right, blonde. We know that she has a boyfriend that was living in a different state at the time.
That she works for a talent scout model agency or something like that.
What about where is she from? Did you get that?
No, I don't have that.
Where she lives?
No, she was there with a couple friends, and I think that one of them went to Georgia.
Okay, so that was Darren giving us just a little description of, now we know her name was Miranda. Mm-hmm. So the phone lines start lighting up a little bit, and people are starting to figure out, I think I know Miranda, and specifically we get this one call that puts us on a pretty good path to find her.
My daughter works with a modeling agency, and there's a girl that works there whose name is Miranda, who fits that description. Who used to have a boyfriend out of state, and she used to talk about him all the time. I haven't seen her in a while, so I didn't know that they were not together anymore. But as soon as I heard that she worked at a talent agency, I'm like, oh my God, that's Miranda.
Wow.
Can you tell us what the name of the talent agency is?
It's About Faces.
About Faces, and that's here in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's across the street from Lenox.
Okay.
And I have her cell phone number on my cell phone.
But you don't have your cell phone with you.
I don't have my cell phone with me. Okay. But when I get to, after I drop my daughter off to school and get to my next location, I can call home and get the number off of my phone. Someone's there, so I can get the number.
Sheila thinks she's a pretty good lead, too. Hey, Sheila.
My daughter went to the University of Georgia, and her roommate was named Miranda. And she fits the description, and they both do some modeling, and I don't know if it's the right one, but it could be.
Okay, so that's where we left things yesterday. We thought we'd be able to get in touch with Miranda yesterday, but we just ran out of time. So it took us 24 hours, so we tried tracking her down over those last 24 hours. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, man. How you feeling about things?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, if she's going to come on then and it'll work out, that'd be great.
Because yesterday you said, like, you pointed to this girl to your friends and said, you know what, that's like my perfect girl right there.
Yeah, I mean,
I think maybe he had.
Hello, I got to be a little bit cooler now that she's listening.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I talked to her for a little bit, and I got a vibe that, yeah, that's definitely it. Mm-hmm.
But he used Dream Girl on the air yesterday, right. And then his friends got to him, so he can turn it down. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Like, if
it's
you can get
right,
her,
you know.
I'll probably hit that, you know, but
whatever. I don't care either way.
I'll call her when I'm drunk. She wants to take care of me. I'll go over there. But her dad, she can buy her own food.
So it took us 24 hours, but we think we got in touch with her, man.
All right.
Now, we don't know at this point if, she remembers who you are. We don't know if she still has a boyfriend because you were pretty hammered and you're just going on the words of your friends right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's good to figure that out.
So one way or another, at least you're going to have closure.
Right.
Either she's going to be interested
That's all I was asking for.
All right. Let's get Miranda on because we did find her yesterday. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Darren, is there anything that you could ask this Miranda to make sure 100% that this is the girl that we're looking for?
Well, if she even remembers running into me even the first time, or even talking with me,
I guess. I am so sorry. I do not.
You do not remember
him? Okay.
No, please don't hate me. I'm so sorry.
So he's not your dream guy?
He might be.
Perhaps.
Well, and she was dating somebody at the time, so I think it's fair. That's okay that she, yeah. Doesn't have this, impression of Darren necessarily because she was dating someone then. Miranda, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay.
Did you wear that black hat on Derby Day?
I did.
Okay.
And do you remember meeting any of Darren's friends at East Andrews?
I don't. It was a long day Saturday.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So she was in the same boat I was probably.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
Well, Miranda, obviously you made an impression on Darren because he's, made these efforts to track you down. So, I mean, would you be interested in going out with Darren?
Of course. He sounds really sweet.
Hey, Darren, is there anything that you could bring up about because you said you had a long conversation with her the first time you met her.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was about 15 minutes. I don't know what state she was in the first time I met her because obviously it was the first time, but, we were downstairs, a group of about five or six of us, and we were just standing by the back door by the patio, just hanging out talking. She was with a group of her friends, and I don't really know how to explain it. We were just kind of going through conversations. I called her out. I was like, what are you out here? You probably have a boyfriend or something like that. She's like, yeah, I do. He lives out of state though, and I was like, oh, okay. But I don't know how else to really bring anything else up, I guess.
Well, what do you look like?
About 5'11", taller. I got hair on my head.
What color?
It's dark. I was out. I had a white shirt on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Did you have a boyfriend that lived out of state?
Out of town. Yes.
Okay. Maybe he was out of town.
You didn't
Easter weekend.
Think hard, Miranda. Do you recall meeting anyone at all
with hair on their head?
With hair on their head.
Of course.
Okay.
If you met any men with hair on their head and you were even slightly attracted to them, that was Darren.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
that's hard to say at East Andrews. There's a lot of good-looking people out there.
Now, Darren, refresh my because I know we replayed our original conversation yesterday, but what was it again you said to your friends?
you know, about Miranda. What was that? That something about her being the perfect girl or dream girl. What was that again?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of a figure speech. You know, sometimes people will ask you, like, hey, you know, what's your type? Or, you know, really the question, like, what's your type? And I was like, oh, well, my type was, you know, Miranda, the girl I ran into at East Enders, just joke with my buddies. We pretty much hang around all together regularly. So, you know, they always would bust on me about that, too. And then it was even worse when one of my friends got in a conversation with her and then was informed me the next day that I had ran into her. I don't know how intoxicated it was, but he said that she that tried to talk to me or say, hey, do you remember me? And I just kind of kept walking right by.
Well,
I don't know.
The good news here today, Darren, is that your friends aren't going to give you any crap at all that she didn't remember you at all. I'm sure they're going to be very, very cool about that.
No, and I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
No, don't feel bad. I mean, I feel bad because I was a jackass, I guess, twice. Well, second time.
Miranda, he said he was so hammered at East Andrews that he didn't barely even remember seeing yet, so one of his roommates kind of had to tell him what was going on.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
Yeah.
I did remember a big black hat and somewhere throughout the night, so.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Derby Day, and we missed the shuttle.
So you were pretty hammered, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So maybe in the world of destiny, she was supposed to miss that shuttle.
That's right.
And meet Darren, and they were supposed to be at East Andrews at the same time.
Because Darren would have never known that she was single now had she not ended up in her derby hat there.
Exactly.
All right.
True.
Miranda, how do you want us to handle this? Do you want us to get his phone number and give it to you, and you could call him if you want?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Cool. If you guys do end up going out, will you call us and give us an update?
Of course.
I have a I have this weird idea that maybe they may hang out at East Andrews. I don't know.
Right. All right, Miranda, we'll let you go, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have
thanks.
I'm going to put you on hold, actually, and we'll give you his phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, Darren, well, at least you got a little closure on that,
yeah.
You know?
And you make it, you know,
this may work out.
You have a closure. It's a door opening, Bert.
Right,
it's
there
an open
you go.
Door.
Perhaps. Yeah, get a date with her and everything. Get to know her.
That'd be good.
Okay. You going to call her?
I don't have her number.
Well, she'll call you.
Yeah, she's
going to
call you.
We'll find out over the next 24 hours if she's really interested in going out with you or that was just.
Exactly. And that's all I wanted to do is there's even any interest. But obviously, she doesn't remember who I am. But if she's still interested, then, you know, that'll work out.
We saw pictures of her yesterday. She is.
Is that the same girl? Looking. Did she go to UGA? Is that the same girl?
Yeah, blonde. Saw the pictures of her yesterday online.
She's a hottie. You better be pretty good looking.
All right, man. Hold on a second, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ouch. If you're a guy, I can just hear if I'm Darren, all my friends giving me so much crap
it doesn't
over
matter.
The next 48 hours.
You know, he can look at his friends and say, dude, guess who I'm about to have a date with?
Yeah, if she goes out with him, then he gets hand back in the relationship.
Yeah.
Hey. The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.